Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This afternoon, I'm going to talk about the strategies being followed in human resources with the purpose of showing you that we intend to ensure the talent necessary to consolidate Walmex's expansion plans and to support our position in the marketplace. This is our annual report for last year, and as you know, 5 years ago, we issued our first CSR and sustainability report. Today, we have strengthened our reputation by being more critical with our operations, being more proactive, improving our operations, and telling our story. And we have self-imposed higher standards. All this afternoon, you have heard strategies for achieving profitable growth, which is our number one priority for 2009. And to support this growth, we will look to have the talent that drives a culture of high performance in our company, and we will continue acting in a social responsible manner. For us, social responsibility implies acting with integrity always, according to our principles and standards, operating efficiently to offer low prices to our customers, promoting competitiveness in our economy, generating jobs, motivating our associates, supporting the development of communities where we operate, and operating with respect for the environment. In the next few slides, you will see some of the principal numbers for 2008. I will not mention them because all the numbers are in detail in the report. But let me share with you some of the things that we're doing. Number one, we believe that we need to continue supporting the development of Mexican suppliers. Basically, we're working with them to increase supplier efficiency. We're also working very specifically for creating opportunities for SMEs, and we also are trying to develop local businesses in all the towns where we operate. In terms of the support of the development of communities, basically with food poverty where we operate, and also all the activities of the Walmart Foundation, this year we're programming in disbursing around 367 million pesos in in-kind donations, either from our financial resources or from our customers. We also continue creating alliances with more than 200 NGOs that we operate every year with the Walmart Foundation. And also, you can see in this showroom, we're developing opportunities for social SMEs. We're working all over the country in supporting these communities with their handicrafts that are sold in our stores. In terms of sustainability, you know that this is a worldwide and a very important aspect of Walmart stores in all the countries that we operate. And specifically for Walmex, we remain committed with our long-term goals, and these are four goals very specific for 2025, which is using zero renewable energy sources, 100% renewable energy sources, generating zero discharges with pollutants, generating zero discharges and waste from our stores and distribution centers, and also having 25% of our catalog with sustainable products. In the next two slides, I will share with you two examples that we feel very proud of. The number one, and Craig Herkert also mentioned this in his presentation, several weeks ago, we installed in our Bodega Aurrera, Convención, that's the name of the Bodega Aurrera, in the city of Aguascalientes, we installed the largest solar photovoltaic project of any store in all of Latin America. This project consists of more than 1,000 panels. It generates more than 265,000 kilowatt hours per year, which represents almost 150 homes in the total use of energy for a complete year. And it also represents 20% of the use of the store. Now, this was, all, as I mentioned, several weeks ago, but also very recently, we inaugurated in La Paz, in the city of La Paz, 2 hours away from Los Cabos, a Sam's Club. And on top of this Sam's Club, we're going to install an even larger photovoltaic project, which is going to be obviously the largest one also in Latin America, that will generate even more more savings regarding energy. And the second project, and this is a very, very nice project. I don't know if you have seen the slides, but you can see the pictures there. This was an old dump site garbage dump site in Nezahualcóyotl, which is in the greater metropolitan zone of Mexico City. And here, we work with a lot of suppliers. We develop 14 initiatives of waste, energy, and water savings. And as you can see, today we have a combo with a Sam's, with a Supercenter, a Walmart Supercenter, a Vips, and a Porton restaurant. So these two last projects, we have many projects, but the two ones I showed really represent some of the key initiatives and some of the key projects that we are developing for sustainability in our country. Now, let's talk about the most important asset of our company. And you know that it is our associates. We need people to do all the things that you have heard this afternoon. And the main message that I want to leave you with is that the talent makes the difference in our company. There are great results included in the annual report, and as I mentioned, I will not talk to them about in detail. I rather comment on the strengths and the approach that it would follow for 2009. We have two very key specific priorities for this year. Number one, reinforce our culture of high performance. And number two, ensure that we have the talent in quantity, but also in quality. Therein lies our contribution towards Walmex's profitable growth. This year is critical for us because, as you have heard and as you know, we face huge opportunities which we can leverage as we strengthen the organizational capacities that differentiate us from the market and that give us a precisely competitive advantage against the rest of the industry, and this is what we call having a high-performance organization. Five key elements. Number one, customer centricity. You have heard from Eduardo, from Scott, and from Giancarlo. This year, more than ever, we're going to be very close to our customers. Number two, alignment. We're very well aligned in all areas of the company, but especially merchandising, operations, marketing, and logistics. And with the support of the rest of the staff areas, we're going to continue being very aligned to fulfill our mission and our objectives. Number three, speed of response. We need to continue being ahead of our competition and, as I said, to stay close to our customers. Number four, excellence in execution. We need to continue doing the right things, the right time, and to being first. And number five, efficiency and productivity. And Rafael mentioned also this. We're going to continue striving to support with efficiency and productivity our everyday low-cost operation. This year demands that we be a very high-performing and alive company. And so this model encompasses that vision in our work. And the second priority, as I mentioned two slides ago, which we consider our backbone, is talent. My main message this afternoon, I want you to rest assured that we consider having the necessary talent a critical factor to meeting our expansion plans. We're strengthening our processes so that from the moment a store opens, including up to management positions, we always fill the quantity requirements. As you know, today, more than 170,000 Mexicans work in this company. And this is very important. In our universal talent database, we have identified over 7,000 associates, basically at the operational level, which are hourlies and department managers and assistant managers. 7,000 by name and last name already identified and who are ready to grow. Half of our program of trainees for the future and assistant managers and co-managers are fed from this database. And this will allow us to continue growing at more than 200 stores or units per year. Scaling the pyramid, you can see that we have 270 associates identified as top talent. And this is from manager up. We are about 1,800 associates, manager, assistant directors, directors, and vice presidents. Well, we have 270 associates that have been identified as top talent, and this number allows us to have 100% succession plans ready always. And this is that we feel very proud and very comfortable about. What are we doing with this talent, which is something very important in this economy? First of all, in human resources, we're transforming the business needs of the company into talent strategies. We have designed and implemented attraction, retention, and engagement strategies throughout the pipeline. Our engagement level falls within the range of good performance, and I can tell you that in 2008, we were up 4 percentage points of the score that we achieved in 2007 regarding the engagement associate employment survey that we cover for the whole company. Regarding turnover, you know that this is an indicator basically very important for the retail industry. And here, I can share with you that we have been able to reduce by 23 percentage points this number in the last 10 years. Today, we continue working to keep this number below the rest of the industry, and ANTAD shows the number of the whole industry. I can tell you that we have the lowest turnover rate in the Mexican retail industry. And we keep track of this number because we're quite conscious that this also enhances services, cost, and the productivity indicators in our stores. Going up the pyramid, I want to share with you that by identifying the talent we have at the base, we can analyze the gaps in current competencies versus the desired ones for our training and development programs to capitalize the potential of all these associates. Management teams work under the leadership model based on the universal competency model that we have for Walmart stores all over the world to align capabilities and behaviors of our leaders to the business strategy. We are very well aware that leadership is the most important factor in the competitiveness of our business and in inspiring and engaging our people. Very important for a company of this size with more than 170,000 associates. Something I also want to share with you is that we have been working for the last 2 years with two very important concepts: the merchant of the future and the store manager of the future. Today, with our trainees program, we're hiring the future managers for next 5 years. So we need to work very importantly on this because we believe that merchandising, all our buyers, and all our managers at the store level are the backbone of our operation. In the top talent aspect, which is the source of our management talent, there is a complete development strategy that includes, and you can see on the next slide, we're working with the top talent on three key areas of concentration for our key leaders. Number one, develop the strategic vision of our leaders, and you can see some of the courses and programs we have to achieve this. Number two, we're working on their interpersonal skills through networking, mentoring, and coaching. And finally, strengthening their technical capabilities with corporate education and on-the-job training. This strategy, everything that I have said, has allowed us to have an experienced management team, which, and I say it in a very humble way, I dare to say it is the best any retailer has in our country. We strongly believe that we have the best managers and the best directors in Mexico. And in the case of our senior leaders, and this chart shows it, we have a team of 30 vice presidents with an average experience of 16 years within Walmex, but more than 27 years overall in their professional experience. Average age is 49 years. It's a mature, but we consider it still a young executive team. 100% with professional degrees, 42% of them with master's degrees, and also very important, now that we are transitioning to being a more international global company, we have 42% with international experience. And something that we're also very proud of is that out of the 30 vice presidents, we have 5 women, which represent 17% of the total. I am sure that this executive team and the rest of the talent in the company can and will take Walmex to the next performance level that is required in this challenging year. So this is something also very important that I want to convey to you. We feel very confident, and Eduardo mentioned in his presentation in the closing ceremony, we feel very confident that for these tough times and tough environment, the executive and the management team of Walmex is the best one in the country and is prepared to take this company to the next performance level. To close, we're convinced that profitable growth, as it was mentioned all this afternoon, stemming from a social responsible platform and driven by the talent that we have within the company will translate into results that will exceed the expectations of our shareholders, of our associates, of our suppliers, of the communities we operate, and the society in general in Mexico. Thank you very much. And with this, we end the meeting, and we can pass to questions and answers. Thank you.